fire because they were concerned for their safety as the crowd approached, in the words of a military spokesman, in a threatening way. The Hamas-run health ministry says at least 112 people have died as they tried to get to supplies. This witness explains what he saw through a translator.
We ran towards the food aid to get some. The soldiers and tanks fired at us. People in the front and back were shot, some in the hands and others in the legs. We left the food and aid and ran.
An inquiry has concluded Wayne Cousins should never have been a police officer, and chances to stop Sarah Everard's killer were missed.
Three separate police forces allowed him the privilege of being a police officer when they could and should have stopped him.
Dame Eilish Angelini, who's headed up the inquiry, also says that without a sweeping overhaul, there's nothing to stop something similar happening again. She's identified failings in recruitment and vetting. Kent Police accepts its investigation into a report of indecent exposure was flawed, while the Met, which employed Cousins, says it's determined to reform the service. Polls have closed and voters in Rochdale have made their choice on who will be their next Member of Parliament. A by-election's been held following the death of sitting MP Sir Tony Lloyd. The President of Ireland's been taken to hospital for tests after feeling unwell earlier. 82-year-old Michael D. Higgins was taken as a precaution after being assessed by a doctor. Some big companies have announced job losses today. Games developer EA is getting rid of 670 posts. The Body Shop is axing 500 positions. And Sainsbury's is reducing its workforce by 1,500. And Dave Myers, who was one half of the TV chef duo The Hairy Bikers, has died at the age of 66. His co-star Cy King says he'll remain a beacon in this world. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
I want it all back. Give it all back. I want it all back. That brand new parking lot, that's where it all began. I aimed my first shot, learned how to live to be a better man. In that Bojangles drive through is where I kicked up that dust. Now that liquor store is rising on the memories, no cans of bush. So take me back to that back road driving, windows down with country bumping way up loud. Oh God, I miss that sound. With mud tires on a red dirt road, with my boys in the back, so I drive real slow. And man, I know that progress can happen fast. Country back. They tore down that old white church where my faith took flight, and replaced it with a bar that only serves red wine. Yeah, Jesus don't need me on, but I just ordered to in this modern world. Miss the truth.
boys in Toccoa, Georgia, Scoot Teasley initially found his groove behind the drum kit and in the church pews, fostering a lifelong love of music. He draws inspiration from artists like Chris Stapleton and Tyler Childers and released his debut EP called Country Back only a few days ago. We just played there the title track of that EP for you there, Country Back by Scoot Teasley. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Coming up on tonight's programme, I'm going to be sharing Jordan Davis's new single release, playing some tracks from the UK artists who are heavily forming this year's Country to Country Festival, and most importantly, discussing with Nicole Shortland herself about her country music journey so far, after having such a strong songwriting career with the likes of Little Mix and popular K-pop artists. She'll be featuring on the show at 1:30, so definitely be sure to stay tuned for that one. In the meantime, though, let's dive into the latest releases that this week has to offer. Artist Camille Parker debuted at the Grand Ole Opry on the 17th of February. She's broken onto mainstream country radio stations as an independent artist and has heavily handed in the craft of her songwriting through her wonderful life stories. This is her most recent release called Spinning Out.
Waiter asked me what I want. Well, isn't that the question of the year? He laughed and said, take your time. And logically, I know that's right. But when it's back, I'll still be spinning here. Like a clock on the wall. Like another round of alcohol. I keep going around, around, around. Until I'm spinning.
It's been 7 years to the day I met you. you and my whole life changed. Now I'm sleepwalking with a volume down, dreaming all the ways we used to paint this town. I do it good, I never tell. Baby, I fooled you as well. To everybody else it looks like the tears have dried. The smile means I'm moving on. To everybody else it seems true that I'm over you. But baby, they all got it wrong. I pretend I'm alright, that you didn't walk away with the rest of my life. To everybody else it looks like I'm alive, but I'm dying inside. Every day hide the way that I feel, so tired of waiting around thinking time will be. Nobody knows the places I go, cause I don't let it show.
Dying to get out. He was born and raised right here, but all his dreams are somewhere else. And someone in a small town, after 40 years away, he's backing up a U-Haul truck and moving home to stay. This ain't some big city where no one knows your name. You might be the first time driving on your own. You might be the cowboy chasing rodeo. To let them go as she's taking her first steps. Someone in a small town with a granddad on her arm, she's there to help him get the mail. It's a slow walk across the yard. This ain't some big city, no, nothing is too far. You might be the first time driving on your own. You might be the cowboy chasing rodeo. You might be a father, a mother, a teacher. Just another lost kid trying to get found. You might be the good guy buying up around, but out here you'll never be a no one in a crowd. Cause everyone is someone in a small town. You don't have to be a big shot to be
taken from her 2023 EP entitled Out Here. That was Max Jackson with Someone in a Small Town. In April of 2022, though, Max became the 42nd winner of the Toyota Star Maker, which is Australia's most prestigious country music competition out there. Since then, she's gone on to release an LP. That LP is called Life of the Party, and over 10 hit singles. Max Jackson there for you all on the night shift. In about 15 minutes time, I'm going to be discussing with UK country performer Nicole Shortland to discuss her latest single called Out of Town Girl. Nicole is an artist who I first heard at a Buck and Ball Saloon event this year near Canada Water, and I'm very excited to hear the stories behind her tracks and her long music journey from pop to country and from songwriter to a singer. For now though, here is Julia De Grazia with Hey Arizona.
And I've got something I need to tell you. It's not working out for us. Doesn't mean that I don't love you, and I hate to give us up. We'll always have that first kiss, 16 in love, first ticket on the 101, summer nights till the sun came up. But it wasn't enough. Hey, Arizona, it's been real nice.
I swear I left about to laugh at me for the way I sing the wrong words to three little birds. Now we're on the front porch and you're leaning in, coming back for more on an all-night high off a midnight kiss. How did I get here after all I did was turn on the radio and it was our song? Should've turned it off, but I just sang along. I got turned around in that setting sun. Came back to you and knew where I was. Turned down Happy Hill Drive just like we used to.
On the night shift tonight, Nicole Shortland. I first actually got to know your music through your live performance at Buck and Ball Saloon, which is an amazing venue. And I think a lot more venues like that are starting to pop up around the UK as country music gets a lot more popular. When did you, though, first start to get into country music, and who were the kind of artists that you were listening to when you first started listening to the genre?
So I have listened to country for as long as I can remember. I was loving Dolly Parton when I was little. And when I got a little bit older, it was the Rascal Flatts. I think that was in the Hannah Montana movie that I heard that song. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then Whiskey Lullaby, I was having, like, a sad day when I was, like, younger. And I was like, what are, like, the three saddest songs in the whole world? And I Googled it, and I found that song, Whiskey Lullaby. And I was like, yep, this is up there. This is, like, really sad but beautiful. And so, yeah, I think those are probably the three earliest country influences in my life, and then it just continued from then, like early Taylor stuff, and yeah, just literally always loved it.
I love that outlook of, I'm in a sad mood, let me make myself feel even sadder and listen to
yeah, you gotta cry it out.
Now, I feel that every artist, every singer has a different story as to why and when they started songwriting. For you, what drove you to write your very first song, and what was that very first song about?
I've been writing since I was probably about three. As soon as I could talk, I was making up little songs, making up cute ones with my granddad, with my friends. I couldn't tell you the first song, like the first completed song, but one of the earliest songs that I actually produced myself, I think I was 13. I did all the music I had up in Pro Tools or something, I couldn't tell you. And that was called The Game. And it was just about like that teen love. And yeah, just like everything is so up and down when you're younger, and it just feels like a big game. It's like whole cold shoulder, and then they want to be your best friend and all that. And it was basically about that. And I don't know why I wrote a love song, because I had no love life going on at all. But I was just like, I need to figure out this whole production part. And I sat down, and it was the first kind of completed song on my own, because I obviously had my first record deal when I was 13 and did a lot of writing then. But that was always kind of with the influence of other people. And I wanted to figure out the music side of it from quite early on. And so that's the first own completed song that I did. But then I think when I was about seven or so, I wrote a song about having horses, had a little crazy pony. And the song was called Horses and My Friends. It was terrible, but we loved it.
Because outside of country music, you've also written a lot of songs for pop artists. You wrote Towers for Little Mix, which featured on their second album, an album called Salute. In reference to that particular song, is that a track that you wrote with Little Mix in mind, or was it a song that just found their way to Little Mix?
It was a song that found its way to them. So I was going through my first ever breakup, and I wrote the song. And at the time, I was Little Nicky, and she was very kind of pop and urban. And as much as I was begging everyone to cover Jolene, I was this little pop, urban dance, curly-haired wild card. So I wrote the song, and it just didn't really fit with what I was doing at the time. And the producers of the track were like, well, they did a lot of work with One Direction, and they thought perhaps Little Mix would like it. And they played it to the girls, and they loved it, because I'd met them. I think I met them shortly before that at the Brits and was introduced. And I think that helped when they then knew who wrote it. And then they went on the album, which went to number one in the States. So that was pretty awesome.
Now, not only do you write songs for other artists, you also pen every single one of your own tracks as well. You released your first country single only last year. It was a track called Ride. You worked with Tyler Spicer on the track as well. How did that collaboration form?
So I was looking for PR and spoke to Rachel, and she was super helpful. I just explained to her, you know, that I'd been in the industry for a long time, but I was brand new to country, and did she have any suggestions for producers? And lo and behold, she suggested Tyler. I showed him my idea for Ride. He loved it and agreed that it could do with a few extra layers, and so he added his little sparkle of magic to it, and it just went from this demo to this first completed country track. Yeah, it was great. He's so talented.
And like you just said there, like, while this track is your new country track, you've done pop music before, but why did you choose specifically for Ride to be your debut country track?
I was going through a bit of a transitional period, and I was talking with my partner and not sure where to go musically. And it's been something that I've struggled with my whole career, because I could never really slip into something that felt like home. And I just said, I just wish I could release country. And he's like, so why don't you? And I'm like, yeah, why don't I? So after that discussion, the first song that I wrote was Ride. And we were thinking, should we kind of wait until we got a whole project to release things? Like, what should be the plan? And I just thought, over the years, I've sat on so many songs. I have hundreds of songs that haven't been released. And I didn't want to do that again. So I was like, no, I need to get this first track out and just get the ball rolling. And, committed, basically, to try and not sit on things for too long. So that's why it was Ride. It was the first one finished, the first one out, so...
You make me shy, boy. And I haven't felt this lucky in a while. And when you smile, boy, you make my head spin round and round. Oh, we're only getting older. Nights are getting colder. Looking for someone to hold me down. So just put in your application. 5 to 7.
From such a young age, you've been in a girl group before, you've then gone solo, you even appeared on The Voice at one point. Throughout all of those experiences, what would you say is the biggest thing that you've learned so far?
I would definitely say to plan and to execute, because you can have the best music in the world, but no one is going to hear it unless you get your ducks in order and get it out there. And waiting for... Like when you've got a team of people that have a million jobs and they all have so many tasks within that job title, and all you do is make the music and turn up and look pretty and sing. You don't think about what goes into it. And the moment that I was independent and I was sat there and I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much to do in order to get a track out. And it does get really overwhelming. I'm so unorganized. My head is the most cluttered place in the world. And so I had to figure out a way of planning what I wanted to do, executing it and getting it done. Otherwise, you do just the writing process is so fun. The recording process, even better. But the releasing process is what I've always struggled with. So I just learned to stick as close as you can, stick by your goals, stick by your timelines. Try and put yourself under a little bit of pressure, because it's easy to motivate yourself to write a song when you love it. It's not so easy to motivate yourself to plan a whole release schedule when you're like, oh God, I don't know what I'm doing. So yeah, plan and execute is the biggest lesson that I've learned over time.
And so far, you've only got two country tracks released. Is there any new releases that fans can expect to hear this year?
Yeah, so I trialed two tracks on TikTok. Just a little taster from the gig of the tracks. And I think the next release is going to be a song called Blow. It's had such good feedback. I did it, I think I wrote it about 10 days before I did the Ben Al Spotlight event. And it got the best feedback there of the whole set. TikTok seemed to quite like it. Everyone that hears it thinks it's a great track. So I thought, right, let's get that one ready next. So the next track would be Blow.
Now, your most recent track is a track called Out of Town Girl. Now, is this track, as a songwriter, is this a track that's based on an actual real person, or was it a conceptual person?
So it's based on a real person, but the story obviously has a bit of a twist. It's about that feeling you get when you know you found the one and you're just so comfortable and you're so sure. And so I wanted to kind of make a song about that feeling. And, you know, in the track, she's like, she meets this guy, she knows straight away, and they just literally ride off into the sunset. And he's like, yeah, it's just a bit of, it's obviously a bit of a wild song. That's not what happened. But it's the same kind of feeling, that safety and security that you get when you know you're with the right person.
Now we're going to play the track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yeah. So I'm Nicole Shortland and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM. This is my latest single, Out of Town Girl.
Hey darling, what's your name? I ain't seen you around. He knew right away I was from out of town. And I was captivated from the moment I laid eyes on him. So then he buys me a drink. He looks at me, says, Nicole, I've never met a girl that's quite as beautiful as you. And I think I'm gonna make you mine. Cause he's an old school man with a wild side, a little spark of danger in his eyes, and he makes me feel safe, so we talk the night away. And now we're four-wheel driving down the interstate. Says he wants to give me his last name, cause he's falling, falling for an out-of-town girl. He's falling for an out-of-town girl. He's falling for this out-of-town girl. Ooh. Then as we talk of the past, he tells me he's on the run. Hasn't been home in over 30 months. We go to meet his mama. He asks if I wanna join him. I knew I'd follow him blindly off the edge of a cliff. Feel like this, I'm hooked. Said I'll go with you ever. Cause he's an old school man with a wild side, a little spark of danger in his eyes, and he makes me feel safe, so we talk the night away. Last name, cause he's falling, falling for an out of town girl. He's falling for an out of town girl. Ooh, he's falling for this out of town girl. Ooh, cause he's an old school man.
A little spark of danger in his eyes, and he makes me feel safe. So we talk the night away. Town girl. Ooh, he's falling for this out of town girl.
That was Nicole Shortland with Out of Town Girl. You can continue to follow Nicole's journey through country music on her socials, especially Instagram. You can find her at Nicole Shortland Country. She has been teasing her next release called Blow over on her Instagram feed, so definitely go and check that out. Be sure to tune in again next week on to Night Shift, where I'll be talking with Thomas Kavanagh. He's just bagged a bill on this year's Country to Country lineup. He's going to be performing at the Observatory throughout that upcoming weekend. Time now to dive back in to the latest releases that country music has to offer this week. I saw this next artist perform a smash hit set list in Hammersmith a few weeks ago. His debut album called Home State was released back in 2018, but this latest track is called Good News Sold. This is Jordan Davis on the Night Shift at Phoenix 98 FM.
Hugging on a black lab, 'cause after 2 weeks it came back home. Lady going through stage four, saying thank you Lord, 'cause the cancer's gone. A couple seeing two pink lines for the first time after trying for a while. Wouldn't be too hard to find a smile. If good news sold, the world wouldn't seem so bad. Somebody changed the tires for somebody else. They just met on the side of the road. Seeing an umpire stop the game, 'cause a soldier came home and his son didn't know. He came running in from second base, tears running down his face. Been a year since he's been back. We'd all be crying watching that. If good news sold, the world wouldn't seem so bad.
right through the window, stretched out across the bed. I was so lost in your eyes and hung on every word you said. And I knew last night's I love yous were as real as real can get. Three words in my head. Where were you when love was right there in our reach, and I was falling, falling, just knowing you'd catch me. I was all in, was believing this forever dream I had was coming true. I was there.
New Zealand singer-songwriter Katie Bell there with Where Were You. In 2013, she won the Toyota Star Maker Award in Australia, making her the first New Zealand-born artist to win since Keith Urban back in 1990. She released her debut studio album, Heart First, later that year. Katie has placed multiple singles in the top 10 of the Australian country music chart. She is currently their most streamed female country artist. Her second album, Silver Linings, was released in November of 2021. Katie has also opened for Brad Paisley on his world tour back in late 2022 alongside Australian country singer Morgan Evans, and she was also a supporting act for Ed Sheeran on his world tour last year in 2023. So many artists, so many live shows mentioned there. The amount of live shows that have been announced this year have been beyond amazing. I recently attended the Alexandra Kay gig back in Islington. I couldn't believe it when she said that she's an independent artist. She's an artist who sold out her original venue of Bush Hall, and then the gig had to be updated to a bigger venue to meet with the demand. Another gig that I've booked on that I'm very much looking forward to is that of Restless Road are an American country music band based in Nashville, Tennessee. The band is made up of Zach, Garrett and Colton, who originally auditioned solo for the third season of the American version of The X Factor before performing as a group on the show. The band signed a record deal with Sony Music Nashville and released their debut self-titled EP back in 2020. Their debut album was released, though, last year in 2023. They've also written songs for Rascal Flatts, Granger Smith, David James and Kane Brown. Here is one of their own song hit for you now, though. This is Sundown Somewhere by Restless Road.
take me on a wild ride. The one that's gonna get me thinking about a diamond ring. The one my mama means, my little meant to be. I wanna make her fall, say some things I never said. The only problem is I ain't met her yet. But right now, sundown, sundown, somewhere. Amen, when it's down, blowing round her long hair. Don't even know her name, but I know she's out there. Right now, sundown, sundown, somewhere. Sundown, sundown, somewhere, someday.
It's gonna be worth the wait.
But right now, sundown, sundown, somewhere.
Say no. help myself.
Listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. We just played for you there some Kelsea Ballerini, I Can't Help Myself, taken from her Subject to Change album. I first saw her perform back in 2017 at Under the Bridge in London. Her support act at the time was Catherine McGrath, and both women were absolutely amazing. It's been great to see Kelsea grow and her music change, however, still stay within the margins of country music. It got me thinking, actually, about how much country music has changed over the recent years and really put into reality just how much material a lot of these artists have released within that time frame. So this next segment of the show is going to rewind now to some of the top hits from country music back in 2014, 10 years ago. Our first of the three tracks is taken from an artist who first gained everyone's attention when she earned a spot on Team Blake on the USA version of The Voice. This is Raylin with God Made Girls.